you work in an American public school, college, or university, you can be a member of the National Education Association, and I don't think it will surprise anyone to learn that very few NEA members are millionaires. We got into this business because we love other people's children. We dedicate our lives to our students. So we want to make very clear that the Janus decision that came down today had absolutely nothing to do with billionaires who funded all of this caring about fair share fee payers. This is an absolute unmitigated attack on working families. And they're attacking unions for one reason, and it's because we have always been the best pathway leading to a strong middle class. We protect the rights, the freedoms, the education opportunities of working people, and that is what Janus hopes to put an end to. Real freedom for working people. Real freedom is when you can earn a decent living wage. It means you can provide for your family, that you can take your kid to the doctor when he's sick, that you can retire with dignity. Those are all things that the billionaires behind Janus have fought against for decades. And that's why we're under attack. I would just point out that 75% of educators in the United States are women. I'm a sixth grade teacher from Utah. I depended on a strong union in my state to advocate for me as a professional, to be my collective voice. But we looked at so much more than just our professional integrity. Our union fights for equal opportunity for women, for communities of color, for all of those who've been systemically disadvantaged due to discrimination, due to prejudice. But I will tell you that as much as these forces have tried to weaken unions, and they have succeeded in many cases to put obstacles in our path, you take a look at the Red for Ed wave that went through West Virginia, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Colorado, Arizona, North Carolina. Yes, those are states that had a hard fight. They did not have fair share fees, but they proved it is not impossible to have a strong union that can stand up and speak out for communities. They were demanding for things not just for themselves, but for their students, for better textbooks and technologies and schools that weren't falling apart. Janus is not going to stop us. We are prepared, and I am so proud of the partners that I have on this call. Unions are uniting so that we can stand together. And what we saw is that when we stand together, the public actually stands with us. The public and parents were there in West Virginia and Oklahoma and Arizona and all of those Red for Ed states. They support what we are fighting for. And so our job number one now is to unite not just our union members, but to unite our members with this nation, to stand up against the billionaire bullies that are trying to put an end to their rights and their freedoms. And I want to introduce one of our members, a high school teacher from Sylvania, Ohio, Dan Greenberg, to add his voice to this. Dan?
Thank you, President Esposito-Garcia. My name is Dan Greenberg. And we live in a world where the gap between the haves and the have-nots grows wider every day, where it's harder and harder to live a middle-class life, the American dream. With that in mind, I think about my family, my friends, my students, my community. At this challenging time in our country, who will ensure we have quality public education for our children so they have a chance to have a successful future? It's the union. My union works every day, not just for educators, but for the students we serve. When my district was facing a budget crisis and they were considering closing one of our preschool programs, it was the union who brought parents and teachers together to speak at a board meeting, which ultimately saved that preschool. When a teacher in another district in Ohio realized the superintendent was inappropriately spending hundreds and thousands of dollars that should have been spent on children, he turned to his union to help him contact the proper authorities and protect him from being fired for doing the right thing for his district and his students. There are countless other stories like this every day of the union making our schools better. Our union's bargaining for smaller class sizes, for continued training for teachers, for adequate resources for students. And especially at this time when school shootings are at the forefront of everyone's mind, it's the union that is advocating for more counselors, more school resource officers, and for policies and procedures in schools to keep our children safe. It's the union that gives teachers support every day through contract provisions and job security that allow them to focus their energy on meeting the emotional and educational needs of students. And when children's needs are met, they are better prepared to learn and to be successful in the future. Our public schools are the heart of our communities, and education is the pathway to a successful life. We need strong public schools, and the union must continue to be a critical element and voice for our educators, our students, and our community.